electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods. You're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, good morning. Dr. Fan here at the American Freedom Network. And with us this morning is Beverly Cook and her friend. And Beverly is the mother of a friend of mine. I've known him for many years. Steve used to work with us very closely here at Radio Liberty before he moved up to the state of Washington. And but anyway, of course, I've known that his mother was blind. I never really talked to her until recently. And when first Steve asked if we could possibly get her on the program, because his mother had a new and remarkable ministry of providing cane for blind people in Africa. Well, rather than you hearing me tell you the story of how this came about and really how important it is, now, Beverly is blind herself, and she decided she would like to do something to help blind people. So with that as the background, Beverly, you pick up the story and tell our listeners the background behind your movement for Global Cane. Go right ahead.
Yes, I'd be happy to. Good morning, Dr. Stan. Well, about 7-8 years ago, God put it on my heart that I really wanted to do missions work. But in order for me to do missions work, I needed something to do more than maybe somebody else was that had total sight. One phone call led to another, and there just happened to be a man who was going to Ethiopia and really needed to do something for the blind there. So we talked, and I said, yes, I'll go to Ethiopia. So the canes was the thing that came up, and I raised enough money to buy 50 canes and went off to Ethiopia. Well, there's a tremendous amount of blindness in Ethiopia and lots of poverty, and we went to 4 different villages. We gave away all of the canes, and you know, in some of these countries, they didn't even know what a cane was. They had never even felt a cane or known of a cane, and some of them used a stick, but they used it more like a staff than they did to get information of what was in front of them. Well, a couple of years later, there was a group of people that made a trip to South Africa every year. And so I said to the leader of that group, can I go and take canes? And he said, yeah, that would be great. So I did, and we gave away some canes that year, was able to give a cane to a man who had been shut down for about 6 years in his hut, not able to go anywhere, do anything. And the people there are so concerned about their own welfare of where their next meal is coming from that to have a disabled person in their lives is more of a nuisance than anything else. And anyway, this man, Kobazani is his name, and he just took to the cane right away. And within a couple of years, that day, actually, that we gave him the cane, he accepted Jesus into his life. And the next year, we gave him a talking Bible and was able to baptize him in the river. And the following year, he came to me and told me that he was lived on his own and was doing his own laundry and was walking through the bush to catch a bus to go into town and really had a whole lot of independence. And so I knew that it needed more than just me, that I'm not going to be able to reach everybody. So I started Global Cane Outreach for the Blind. And one of the things that I would like to do, and I've done one time, is to train missionaries to go out into the field with, equip them with canes and with manuals, in case they forget, on how to do cane training, so that more people can be reached. We do have 6 we do have canes, excuse me, in 6 different countries. And God just continues to grow this ministry tremendously. And we just got back from South Africa about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And came across a little blind boy in a hut that no one had known about. And found out by taking him to the doctor that he was born with gonorrhea, and had he been treated, he wouldn't have lost his sight, but he was neglected and not treated. The father's unknown. The mother has been missing for 5 years. The little boy is 6. And so now he's in a blind school in Pietermaritzburg, and we, Global Cane Outreach, is supporting him in that blind school, as the government doesn't recognize him. If they have no birth certificate, they can't have a birth certificate if they can't find their parents and they're not registered. So it's expanded. We also have little small Bibles that we have given out this last time that are charged by the Solar Bibles. They're the Old and the New Testament. We were able to not only leave those with blind people, but also with people that are not unable, they don't know how to read, they're illiterate. And we were able to leave those in the huts so that they have God's word with them at all times.
And it's an exciting thing to know that this ministry is going on in Africa, it's going on in other countries throughout the world, where for the first time, many of these people are able to get out and be independent with a cane. A cane gives a blind person a whole different outlook on the world. Isn't that true, Beverly? Beverly, are you there? Well, I hope we didn't lose Beverly. In fact, I hope I'm on the air. They're having all sorts of problems there at the studio with
you're on the air.
Certainly with their phone system. And but anyway, is Beverly's associate there? There was a woman who was calling.
Hi, this is Debbie. I am here. I'm having difficulty hearing you, but I am on the call.
All right, fine. Well, you go right ahead. So basically now you have an organization. Would you like to tell our listeners about your global organization?
Okay, so if Bevy's not on the call, I'll just step in. Oh, is that you, Bevy?
I'm here. I'm sorry. I hit the wrong button.
Okay. Okay, Dr. Stan was just asking you to tell about the Global Cane Outreach.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network. And I hope our producer can turn the sound up. It was fine before. Now it suddenly got very soft. Be back in a moment.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and our question this morning is definitely booked from Global Cane Outreach. And basically, of course, they provide canes for blind people. They also provide the little electronic gadget for where people can hear the Bible, and they can hear it in their own language. Remember, we think of the language is English, but you get into Sydney, into Africa, South Africa, where Beverly actually has part of a ministry, why there are at least six different languages, and then there's Afrikaner, and then there is English. So there are eight languages. When I was there, my maid spoke six different languages. Well, you need to have the Bible in a language that they can understand. And that is available, and they have them both, simply the Old Testament or the New Testament, or both together. I think that either the New Testament or the New and the Old Testament. And, of course, this ministry is designed not only to help blind people, but to bring them into a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. Beverly, you pick up the story, or would your friend like to pick up the story?
Debbie, would you like to pick up the story?
Sure. Actually, I would like to add on to Debbie's story
about
where she was talking about the little blind boy that we did see this last month on our last trip there. And as Bebby said, Global Cane Outreach is now supporting him in the blind school because he has no birth certificate, so is really unrecognized by the South African government for any type of assistance. And he was in a home where actually a grandmother was raising or had 16 to 18 children, and she has since passed away since we were there from AIDS, and most of the children are also infected. So he was in an environment where he was not being cared for, was not even getting food every day. So you know, it was really I think God's divine intervention for us to be there to get him the help he needed and to get into this blind school to be cared for, to be educated. And it really opened up a bigger avenue for the Global Cane Ministry because there are 300 children at this particular blind school. 250 of them are completely blind. The others are severely sight impaired. But they have absolutely no canes, no other equipment or tools that will help them as they're being educated and growing up to learn how to be self-sufficient you know, to survive once they're out of the school environment. So that's just opened up a whole other way that the ministry can assist. And this is just, you know, one school in one part of a country that we know that there are many, many more that just need, they need the Word of God through, like Dr. Stan said, through these audio Bibles and the tools like the canes and other things that can help them.
And okay, so now how can people get in touch with your ministry?
Debbie, do you have that address for Gleaning?
Yeah, I do. So currently, Global Cane Outreach is working through Gleanings for the Hungry, which Dr. Stan, I'm not sure if you're aware of the Ministry of Gleanings for the Hungry out of Central California, where they send the food to different countries. And Bevy has a long relationship with them. And so to donate to Global Cane Outreach, you can actually send donations to Gleanings for the Hungry, designating that it is for the Global Cane Outreach. And their address is P.O. Box 309. They're in Sultana, that's S-U-L-T-A-N-A, California, and the zip code is 93666.
Now, give it again, because you always have to give the address twice.
Sure, sure. So the name again is Gleanings for the Hungry. Their address is P.O. Box 309, Sultana, it's S-U-L-T-A-N-A, California, and their zip code is 93666.
Now, the reason that they have this address is because they are not yet, the Global Cane Outreach is not yet tax deductible. This other is that the Global Cane Outreach will be tax deductible soon, but they have to go through all the paperwork. So are they using somebody else? And when you write in, if you do decide you'd like to support them, I just say that the money is to be used for Global Cane Outreach. And what they're trying to do is raise funds so they can provide the cane, so they can provide the little electronic dealies by which they can bring the word of the Lord to the blind people. And, of course, for this young boy and perhaps others down the line who can actually get into a school $100 a month, but understand that's three meals a day they live in there. People in America find it hard to believe the poverty that exists in other parts of the world. I lived in South Africa for 3 years. People lived in huts over there. We were told, oh, my goodness, once the blacks take over, everything will be fine. Well, the things are just as bad as they were before. Except now you have a new rule, a new group of ruling black who made a lot of money out of collecting taxes. But the money is not going overall to help the people. And poverty is certainly rampant, not only in South Africa, but also out of Africa. We have over 2 billion people today in the world who make less than $2 a day, who live in abject poverty, and another 2 billion who are certainly deprived of what they really need. So basically, it's up to us as Christians to actually provide as much as we can to help people in other countries. And of course, are you able to spread the gospel through your ministry?
Yes, absolutely. And we have a website. It's globalcaneoutreach.com. And on the website, you can see testimonies and pictures of some of the people that we've given canes to and get a little bit more information about us. And, yes, we do. We go hut to hut while we're there in ministry and pray for people that want prayer and give food and love and support. And, yes. Yeah, we definitely spread God's word wherever we go.
All right, fine. Now, what does your friend do? What is her job with your ministry?
Debbie?
I'm just laughing because I am Bevy's friend, and that's kind of where this all started. We've been to South Africa together for several years, and we both... have an amazing friendship. We both have just a love for the Lord and just a heart to go where people need to hear about that. And I just got caught up in seeing Bevy with blind people and seeing her train missionaries and using canes to take those out and to help people that just really have no help, no hope. And at this point, with the, getting our, going through the process of getting the nonprofit status, I know I'm just going to continue to work even more closely with Bevy is this, as the Lord's just taking this to the next level now, and what he wants to do with it. So I'm here to support the ministry, to support Bevy in any way that I can.
And ladies and gentlemen, of course, there are a lot of people out there who have all sorts of gimmicks, and I'm loath to put them on the program. I don't know them, but I do know, I've known of Beverly for a decade or more. I know that she's the mother of a friend of ours, my personal friend, and Steve Penninger. And, of course, Beverly is certainly trying to do something she can to help blind people. Beverly's been blind. Ever since I've known of her, and this first time we've ever had an opportunity to talk, we've had her on several of our programs. But we do hope that some of our listeners, if they're in a position to help, will feel that this is a worthy project that is helping blind people in other countries with something just as simple as a cane, something we would take for granted. But of course, you cannot take it for granted because these people do not have a cane. If they had one, they wouldn't know how to use it. And yet, of course, this gives them a whole different grasp of life and an opportunity to be at least somewhat independent. Is that true, Beverly?
Yes, and it's an opportunity to give them some freedom and independence, and it's an opportunity to open the door to tell them about Jesus. And, here in this country, as a blind person, there's a lot available to us, and we get canes given to us, and we get, I went to a blind school, after my husband died for 10 months and learned virtually how to be blind, learned cane mobility and braille and, all kinds of different things to become independent in my own life and take care of myself. And that was all free. And, I have a guide dog, and that's free. And I've gone to college and been trained as a massage therapist, and that was free. And my first computer, that was free. And so our government really helps us as blind people to become fully sufficient and efficient as a sighted person to be able to go out and to earn a living as anyone else does. But in other countries, in these poorer countries, they don't get that opportunity. And there are blind schools in South Africa, but only 23 of them. And the two that we know of, one we've been to and the other one we know of, are in need of canes and braille books and such like that. So, God has just put it on my heart to go and try to help as many people as I can. I mean, I want to help people in general, but because I'm blind and I know how difficult that can be, my heart just goes out to these people who don't have anything and they can't see.
Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, the number is 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. If you have a question or comment for Debbie, but I think that for Beverly, I think this is a very noble and well worthwhile project. And the idea is certainly of giving a blind person who, certainly has no opportunity for mobility, can't even get up and go to the bathroom without help, give them a cane so they can suddenly become at least to some degree independent, is a noble and worthwhile thing. And of course, in the process, I know Beverly and the people in her ministry, we're going to try to lead these people into a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And at least this is having somewhat of an effect. That's the purpose behind it. But people need to know that there is someone out there who cares. That is so important, isn't it, Beverly?
It's terribly important because they're in a mode of survival. And I know once it was said to me a couple of years ago that one of the Sioux people in one of the huts said, why do they come? And why do they come so far to help us? And well, because we care. And, they're amazed when people take the time out to care for them, to help them, and they need the help desperately.
Well, if you're on there in the listening audience, have a question, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. We'll be back in a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592, just like that.
ABC Concrete Company in Fort Collins reminds listeners, in times of war and peace, the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage help keep our country safe and strong, and we appreciate the bravery of our U.S. soldiers. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today. This reminder is from ABC Concrete Company in Fort Collins, proud to salute the fighting forces of our country.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom-tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial-scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom-designed system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Beverly Cook, and we're talking about global cane outreach. And if you have a question or comment, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. One more time, I'd like you to either Beverly or her friend to give the website so people would know how to get there, and then the website where they could donate if they're interested. Go right ahead.
Yeah.
Okay. Global Cane Outreach to donate. You can go to Gleanings for the Hungry, and their
now,
address.
That is group, what for the hungry? What's that word?
It's Gleanings, G-L-E-A-N-I-N-G-S. So Gleanings, if I could
hungry.
Just take a minute to tell you, Gleanings for the Hungry is they get food that's donated by growers over in the central part of California. And all through volunteer organizations, Christian organizations, they process food that is shipped to, I believe, over 42 different countries in the world. And the food is all then donated for free. Organizations will pay to have a shipping container sent with the premise that it goes out with the Word of God. And so Global Cane Outreach has partnered with them to have any donations for the canes to be sent to Gleanings and then designated Global Cane Outreach for Bevy's ministry.
Now, and give that address for the Gleanings for the Hungry where people can write.
Yes, it's P.O. Box 309, Sultana, that's S-U-L-T-A-N-A, California, 93666. And again, the address is P.O. Box 309, Sultana, California, 93666. You can also go online and look at Gleanings for the Hungry, what their ministry is about. And again, they have partnered with Bevy for the Global Cane Outreach because currently any donations made to Global Cane Outreach through Gleanings is tax deductible. Global Cane Outreach is currently working on getting the tax-free status, but we're not there yet. So that's why there's a partnership set up with Gleanings.
Okay, well, Beverly, certainly you've been at this now for 7 years or so, and is this having an impact on the lives of some of the people that you've been in contact with?
Absolutely. You know, the first young man that we gave the cane to, you know, he was just totally depressed, totally shut down, and when I say and couldn't go to the bathroom on his own, what I mean is that they don't have indoor plumbing. They don't have indoor toilets. They have outhouses. And so that's why it's challenging to go anywhere on your own when you're blind and you don't have a cane and you don't know how to use it if you did have a cane. So to give that independence and, you know, and then it grows as a blind person once you learn the cane and you start experimenting out a little bit more and a little bit more. And now he goes through the brush with his cane and he goes down the road and finds gets a taxi cab and goes into town and does shopping and does his laundry on his own and so on and so forth. We had another story where we gave a blind man and his wife came to where we were and we gave him a cane and taught him how to use it. And afterwards, my co-missionaries came to me and told me what was happening, that his wife was yakking away with her other lady friends in the parking lot, and the blind man got tired of waiting for her, and now he had a cane, so he just took off down the road for their home, and she went running after him. So, you know, these canes, they really, really do help. And, of course, what really helps the most is Jesus in their lives, should they choose to accept him. And most of them do. So, yeah, it's really, we need your help. We can't go on without it. We need financial support and we need prayer. So whatever God puts on your heart to help in any way, we would really appreciate it.
All right. And, of course, this is Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. And our guest this morning is Beverly Cook, and she has a friend with her who's certainly with her, and they actually have a ministry. You have a formal ministry, you have a board of directors, don't you? And to help what's doing. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your organization and how far it is to being set up? Hopefully, one day it too will be tax exempt, so people can vote. But why don't you tell our listeners about your organization and the stated goals of that organization?
Well, you know, the growth, God put it on my heart to have this ministry, and so I've gone along with it and raised canes as I could. And then a few months ago, two people that I know decided to come on and help, and one of them said that he would build me this website, and so he did and continues to help with it and stuff. And then Debbie just recently, since we've gone to South Africa has joined with us, and so we are in the process of the paperwork of starting a nonprofit. We have our board, and our mission is to get canes and Bibles, not only to the blind do we want to get the Bibles, but also to people who are illiterate and in these huts that don't get anywhere, don't have any way to get it. You know, they don't have the access of a Bible. And the Bible is put in several different languages. So whatever country we're going to, most countries, the Bible can come to with that language. We do have canes in six different countries, and God's just moving us and growing us. Like I said, we just added the Bibles, and what a tremendous growth that was in being able to give the Word of God to along with a cane or to a person who can't read.
Well, Sydney, this gives people the opportunity then for a whole new grasp on life. And basically, could you imagine what it would be like to be blind and not be able to get around and really be totally dependent upon having somebody else even to take you to the bathroom or where you're going to get your meals? Or if you have a question or comment, one, give us a call at 877-254-7524. Now, this little boy that you put into a school for the blind, would you like to tell our listeners something about him? Because wasn't he living in a hut with 16 or 17 other children?
Yes, Sam Donda is his name. And we just we went to this one hut when we were there a few weeks ago and discovered that he had a problem with his eyes. And there was one grandma and 17 children.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment. If you have a question or comment, 877-254-7524. Right here at the Peter Show.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Avoid being bitten by the cold and flu bug by increasing your body's own defense system. Call me, Julie Formby, Certified Master Herbalist, for a free 15-minute phone consult and save 20% off three powerful products that protect you against colds, flu, bacterial infections, viral outbreaks, and will drive down fevers. Your free new vitality consult and a 20% product discount is for a limited time. Call 970-203-9540. That's 970-203-9540.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Beverly Cook from Global Cane Outreach. If you have a question or comment, 877-254-7524. But we have so much here in America. We live in a truly utopian society. Of course, I fear that this is going to come to an end because God is going to bring his judgment on America, but certainly our job is to do the best we can to honor God in everything we do, and hope at least that we and our family will be able to escape the difficult times, the frightening times that lie ahead. But Beverly was telling about this little boy living in a hut, blind, 16 or 17 other children. In fact, he wasn't even to have a meal a day, did he, Beverly?
No, and we're told, too, that the grandmother, who has since died since we've left, was very concerned about him because when they did have a meal, the other children would steal the food off of his plate. So not only was he sick, but he was starving, too. So he was one of the things he was most excited about in going to this blind school is, will he get at least one meal a day? He didn't say at least. He just said, will I get fed once a day? So I think that was one of his most exciting things, although he didn't know, of course, what was ahead of him.
Well, basically, he's just started school now, hasn't he? And he'll actually have meals before he'll have three meals a day before he doesn't even know if he'd get one meal a day.
Exactly. And he also is AIDS-infected, but since he'll be in this school, he'll get regular medication and he'll get three meals a day. And he'll most likely have a very long life because of that, where if they, you know, they don't get their medications and they don't get food, they're not able to live very long. So, and then, of course, his blindness was caused because he was born with gonorrhea and wasn't treated for that. And so he has been feeling ill, running fevers and such. And so now he's been treated for that. So this little guy, Sam Fonda, has a life ahead of him now. He's in a school where he's going to be taken care of. And now our next goal is to get canes in that school because they have 250 blind children and 50 partially sighted children, and they need canes. So these guys are running around like little radar with their radars out, not to run into one another. So they definitely need some help in these schools, too.
And so here's your opportunity if you'd like to be involved in helping people in other countries. You're incapable of going, such as we are. My wife and I would love to go off and do missionary work, but God's called us to do radio, so we do 5 hours of talk radio 5 days a week. Not much time for traveling, but of course Beverly can go. And their purpose is to reach people in other countries, and by helping Beverly, why, of course, you become part of this outreach. And is the outreach growing? Is your ministry growing, Beverly?
Yes, it is right now. I believe that it's growing by leaps and bounds. And bounds. And I don't believe that it's my ministry. I believe that it's God's ministry. And I feel very, very fortunate that God has put it on to my heart to be able to be a part of this, and I'm very, very excited about it, and I think that it's going to reach a lot of people throughout the world that need. Here in the United States, we get so much, and we take it all for granted, and in these other countries, they don't have anything, so and they have to be blind on top of it, so they really do need our love and our support and our help.
Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. But of course, now you have a board of directors, and you're actually organizing this ministry, and soon it'll be a 501c3 tax deductible. Right now, they're having to use somebody else's tax deductible status, but of course, soon they hope to have this on their own. So one more time, let's get the address out for this other company, other 501c3 people could donate to if they wanted to. Go right ahead. The other friend there, want to get
that
address out one more time?
Yes. Okay, I'm here. So it's
the name of the ministry is Gleanings, G-L-E-A-N-I-N-G-S, Gleanings for the Hungry. And any donations can be sent there. I'll give you the address. Just be sure that you put the Global Cane Outreach on the donation, and they have set up separate accounting for the ministry, for Bevy, just, you know, to go towards the canes and the audio Bibles and other supplies for the blind. Their address is P.O. Box 309. They're in Sultana, S-U-L-T-A-N-A, California, 93666. And again, their address is P.O. Box 309, Sultana, California, 93666.
Okay, fine. And, of course, it's wonderful to know that there is a vehicle by which people can support this, I think, a very, very worthy outreach. And I would not be putting Beverly on if I didn't know of her. I hadn't known of her for a decade or more. A parting thought, Beverly, we're just about out of time.
I thank you all for tuning in and listening, and I just ask for your blessings and your prayers and your donations if it's in your heart, and you can do that.
All
God
right.
bless you, and thank you.
And I want to thank both Beverly and her friend for being with us this morning and sharing their dream of helping blind people in other countries with canes and, of course, with the electronic devices for hearing the Word of God. And our job is to reach as many people as we can in the time that's allotted to us. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're heading towards the climax of history. Catastrophic things are about to come about. But in the meantime, our job is to reach as many people as we can for the personal and bring them into a personal relationship with our Lord. Beverly and her friends, thank you both for being with us. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you.
Robert. Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, the final segment of this morning's program. I have reminded you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. If you're out there in the listening audience and would like to become part of our effort to educate the public, why, our number is 1-800-544-8927. What is our message? Well, ladies and gentlemen, there's a secret society, a secret satanic society that runs the United States, that controls both of our political parties. They work through front organizations, specifically they work through the Masons, but primarily through the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission. And it's not by coincidence that between 1977 and the year 2009, every president of the United States and or vice president came from the membership role of that organization, as did certainly six of the eight presidents of the World Bank, eight of the 10 U.S. World Trade Representatives, seven of the 12 secretaries of state, and nine of the 12 secretaries of defense. And the fact that you've never heard this shows that it simply reflects the fact that there are six major corporations that control the media here in the United States, 90% of it. And they, of course, all tie into the CFR and the Trilateral Commission, and their goal is to control your reality. I mean, what's going on over the Ukraine is all engineered. The enemy is not in the Ukraine. The enemy is here in America. They work in Washington, D.C. and New York City. And, of course, they're increasing government power over our lives. Step by step, a little here, a little there. As happened recently in Nevada, when the people were up in arms, they backed down. Oh, but of course they'll be back. I mean, because the ultimate goal is control over everything. They do have a plan, a population control plan. They do intend to kill off the majority of the people in the world. And if you doubt it, go to the Georgia Guidestones. You can find them on the internet. Go to my website, radioliberty.com. You can read all about them and you can see pictures of them, and I've been there. It's not imaginary. A monument put up by a secret society. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there are all sorts of secret societies. And, of course, they control your reality. Certainly, it's not by accident that every head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff of the military, it doesn't matter whether Democrats or Republicans are in power, every head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff comes from, is either a member of the Council on Foreign Relations or writes articles for them or is affiliated with them. Certainly, the six major banks, and there are six major banks, control 67% of all of our financial assets, every one of them associated with the CFR and Trilateral Commission. And then, of course, the major corporations, almost all of them are, because they're financed by the major banks, which are controlled by this little cabal. It is a cabal. And they control the leadership of both political parties. There are people in Washington, D.C. trying to get the information out, but you'll never hear of it. Certainly they've infiltrated our churches. Have you noticed how they've changed the music and message of the church? And how the church, most of our ministers, are not speaking out against this new film, Noam, which is a blasphemy. It's basically a Kabbalistic or Gnostic rendition of the Bible. Has nothing to do with the Bible itself. It is all aimed at destroying the faith of the people of this country. In fact, there's a conspiracy against God. They want to destroy Christianity, and they're doing a pretty good job. They've changed the music of our churches. They've changed the message of our churches. If you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family, our number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Please pray for America. Pray for revival. Listen to our program. Get other people to listen. May the Lord be with you.